This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Whom he hath sent. Wow. That's the work of God. That is the doing that he's talking about. Are you doing the work of God? In other words, do you believe that God sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins and then on the third day raise from the grave? Have you done that work? Because many of you are building on something that has no foundation, and we're getting there. Verse 24 is talking about the wise man. He heard and he did. Now there's another thing that the wise man did. He didn't only hear, he didn't only do, believe, but look at what else he did. It says, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. You see, there's some action there. You heard God's word, you believe God's word, now you have to do some action. Now you have to practice it. This person built his house upon a rock. What is your house built upon? Because I'm telling you, if it's not built upon the rock, it is going to crumble. So God is telling us very clear here that you must have a strong foundation. Jesus Christ is that foundation, and nobody else can lay a foundation other than Jesus. Now, here's what it says here. I want you to think about the promise that God gave to the children of Israel. He promised them the promised land flowing with milk and honey. But what did he tell them to do? They heard God says, hey, you have this land. They went to go, so they believed God. But then what God says, he says, you must go and possess the land. There was some action there. See, there's always three. You have to hear, you have to believe, and then you got to put it into practice. Because if the first two are true, you're going to walk in what God told you to do. He told the children of Israel to possess the land. God has blessed us. He told you to go and possess, but you're still not believing. You're still on the sideline thinking that something's going to happen without you doing anything. But I'm telling you, if you heard God, if you believed God, there should be some fruit. There should be some action to God's word. Now, after you got God's word and you're building, look what happens here. Verse 25. And boy, here we go. Verse 25, Matthew 7, 25. It says, and the rain descended. Oh, wow. And the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Wow. I want you to know this, that no matter how you build, it will be tested. So even though this wise man built, things came in his life. The Bible says the rain descended. And then the floods, plural. I don't want you to forget the plural there. The floods came. And then the winds blew. I called it the 1-2-3 punch. But man, it stood the test of faith. And that faith was the rock, because it was founded upon a rock. Now, I'm not talking about no...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.